Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we are. It's almost Christmas time. Hope you're getting your Christmas presents. Don't go to the mall on the weekend, but then you have to. But just know when you do go, it's going to be sad, and there's not going to be parking, and people are angry. But it's Christmas, so be happy. Mm-hmm. I get all that covered?
Yeah.
All right, good. We're here. I want to do this first.
Here we go.
Right now, we are in the Sonic Drive-In Studio.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On the phone, she lives in New Mexico. Her name is Karen. Let's talk to her right now. Hey, Karen, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. Hello.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Good tidings to you. Morning.
Morning. Morning.
I messed it up with my good tidings, guys. I'm in the holidays.
All right, man.
Let's do it again. Karen, say good morning again. We'll all yell back at you.
Good morning.
Oh, see, now man. I messed up the rhythm.
Yes,
do morning studio.
Okay, morning studio.
Morning. Morning.
Thank God. It's going to bother me all day. Karen, go ahead.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Morning studio.
Oh, no, morning. Now we're good. Oh, yeah, now we've done that.
We got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just start over.
Yeah. Let's just go home. Okay. Hey, Karen, what do you want to say?
Bobby, okay. I'm like, this is really hard for me to say because I usually don't do this and I don't like call or anything, but even though I always want to. But I was listening to the podcast yesterday and Munchbox is so mean to Abby.
Yes.
And I know you know this, but you're a boss and I've read both your books. And you talk about how you were bullied. And I just don't know why you tolerate that. Like,
I know.
So sad.
There are times where we have to say stop or we turn his mic off. I've talked to Abby about it too. And she knows he's just being stupid for the most part.
Hold on. Don't call me stupid. That's being a bully. I'm not being a bully.
Am I bullying you right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. You talk about not being a bully, but you call me stupid right now.
No, I think when you do that, that is stupid. When you like mess with, I think you're jealous of her.
No. I don't remember this lady's name, but it's not being a bully when you're being honest with someone.
That's like, your definition of honesty. It's like somebody that goes, man, they just tell it like it is. No, they tell it like you like to hear it.
No. When someone is not good at something, you need to tell them they're not good.
But she's good. She's actually a pretty good singer.
And she's gotten better.
Absolutely, too. She has.
Yeah, and she's
you're not acknowledging that part.
Yeah.
I said she's a little less nasally.
Well, that's improvement.
That's improvement, but she's still not good.
Ray, would you put Abby on real quick?
She doesn't sound like Carrie Underwood.
Okay, but nobody does. Yeah, the whole history of Earth.
That's why she's awesome.
Yes, I just checked
the
history
whole
of Earth.
History of Earth.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Hey, Abby.
Uh-huh.
Karen had something to say, and I think she brings up a great point, and I'm glad that we're addressing this. What are your thoughts on the lunchbox?
Of course, her name is Karen.
Okay. You did not have to say that.
Go ahead.
Well, I just know, I mean, I grew up with an older brother, so I've been picked on my whole life, and I just know it's basically the same thing, so I just ignore what he says. Like, my parents are always like, don't show that you're upset, just let it you know, ignore it. So
do you feel like in his heart he's not dark and cold and mean, but this is some sort of reaction to him feeling inferior? You know, because bullies bully because they're sad or scared or lonely.
I mean, he always wants all eyes on him and all the attention. So when anybody else gets anything, yes, mm-hmm. I think that's him.
Do you want him fired?
That's a little too far.
Let's vote again. Should we fire Lunchbox? Abby?
Yes. No, oh. I'm just kidding. Oh. No. I'm
Amy?
No. No, I've sat next to this for like, I don't know, 17 years
It used to be
almost.
You getting the wrath. Eddie?
I stick with my decision, yes.
Oh, yes. You do, yes. Yes. Okay, I'm going to go no again, but yeah. 3-1, we're not going to fire him.
Also, Abby, I'm not picking on you. You want feedback. When you sing, you are open to feedback. That's what happens when you think you're a performer.
No, you go after her, though, for no reason sometimes.
No.
You send me stories at night. He's like, here's this kid that went viral. He's 8. He's already better than Abby. I never even put those on the air.
He does?
Yes, I don't even put those on the air.
And you know why you don't put them on the air? Because you know that 8-year-old is better than Abby.
There's no reason to sometimes go after. Okay.
Wait, here's the thing. I want credible feedback, which is Bobby, because he knows what he's talking about. You don't. Does he know what he's talking about good singing?
No.
Okay.
And then how come no record labels are knocking down the door every time she sings on this air?
There's a lot of great people that aren't signed to record deals yet.
On this air.
Karen, you bring up a great point. It's something I'm actually going to think about a lot over the break. And I think that Lunchbox acts this way like a big brother, but he's jealous of Abby getting airtime. And it's definitely something we'll have to dig further into. But thank you very much for shining a light on that this morning.
You're welcome. Bobby, I have one more thing to tell you.
Okay.
I run a nonprofit organization called Girl Power here in New Mexico. And basically, we talk to all, like, we go to high schools and talk to girls about, abstinence and things like that. And, just teenage dating and stuff. But I just want to let you know that we listen to your podcast as one of our, sessions. So I just want to tell you thank you because you encourage the girls so much and you encourage me every day. So
thank you very much. And good for you. I really appreciate you giving back.
And that's what Bobby's doing here with the nonprofit. He's giving Abby girl power. He's like saying, you can do it. See?
I thought she was going to say, We teach abstinence, so we show them a picture of you, and it makes them never want to have sex.
Stop.
I'm like, well, Merry Christmas to me. Karen, that's awesome. Thank you for your time, volunteering with them, for calling us, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Everybody say bye to Karen.
Bye, Karen.
All right. Bye.
Better attitude, maybe.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I was wondering if it's creepy or heartfelt to get a gift for an ex-girlfriend and mail it to her house for Christmas. It wouldn't be extravagant. It would be a Christmas card with a gift card to a restaurant. The backstory is she ended our relationship because of stress with family, work, etc. We still text, but briefly. I know she still has feelings for me, but she has things in life that she's more focused on. I don't want to gift to say I'm trying to get you back. What do you think? Should I do it? She's a sweet girl. I wouldn't put my name on it. And I wouldn't put a return address, but I know deep down she would melt and make her smile. And she would know it was for me. What do you think? Sign the secret admirer ex-boyfriend. What I think is you want her back. And what I also think is she didn't want to be in the relationship. And I hate to say this before Christmas. You don't really break up for the most part unless you want to break up. And if she's back because of stress with family, work, et cetera, you could still be in the relationship but not spend as much time focused on it and have a conversation. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. And you don't want to send it anywhere without a name too.
Leave her wondering.
But if she would know it was you, why not put your name on it?
Right.
It just seems like you're still in love and you're kind of hopelessly in love. And the texts are even brief. From me reading between the lines of this email, bro, I don't think she wants to be with you anymore.
It's tough to hear.
It is tough to hear, but I'm going to say it. Does anyone disagree with me?
No.
I smell it, man.
Let it go.
Desperation.
I think it's best to just give her the space if she does have a lot going on right now. And you never know. If you're patient, who knows?
That's true.
It could circle back around, but you can't put that pressure on her.
If you want to gift for yourself, and if your gift is getting her back, let her know you're dating somebody else, even if you're not.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's going to go that way.
Well, yeah. Okay. People want things that are in demand.
That's true.
Yeah, Photoshop yourself with a chick and put it online.
You don't have to Photoshop it. Somehow you'll mess that up. But yeah, buddy, I wouldn't do that, honestly. I hate that for you. I just wouldn't do it. Okay. Thank you. Man, it's a way to end the whole holiday.
His heart's in the right place, though. It really is.
It is.
Don't do
it. Well, it's hard. His heart wants her.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone, it's Jason, who lives in North Carolina. Hey, Jason. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Last year, early January, I sent an email in on the mailbag of me singing Jamie Johnson. Had never sang or anything before, and you had told me to go out and play some shows and see what happened. And over the last year, I've done that, and I've actually gotten so much better. I've started playing for bands. I've started writing my own stuff. And now I'm planning to move to Nashville in the next couple of years. So
good for you, buddy.
I wanted to reach out and thank you for inspiring me to go ahead and do it.
Man, big chances, big results. Like, you just don't want to be 15 years from now going, dang, I wish I would have just tried. Because trying and not succeeding, it's okay. I like it. That's good. Because you can either get better or you can go, well, you know what? I gave it a really great effort and I don't have to wonder anymore. But not trying. Like, that's where this is. My only regrets are not going after specific things. And usually I just try. I have no fear of trying and failing. But my real only regrets are if I didn't go after something, not that I bombed out. I never regret messing up. I never regret failing, except when I pushed that button and got fined $1 million. Other than that, our regrets in life, for the most part, are going to be not mistakes, but lack of effort or lack of working up the courage to do it. So I'm really proud of you, man. That is awesome. Keep grinding. It ain't going to be easy, but if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. You know, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Send me a new clip in the next, you know, after the new year. Send me a new clip of you performing, and we'll air that as well.
I'll be in town next week, so if I see you around, I'll definitely stop you and say what's up.
Yeah, please do. You won't see me around, but if you do, please stop me. But I will either be hibernating in my house, sleeping every minute, or we'll be, you know, in Oklahoma or Arkansas. But I would love to meet you. Maybe we get this thing, it'll be one of those crazy stories in a couple years where you're playing on the show after you got a record deal, you know?
That'd be awesome.
All right, buddy. We'll record yourself singing, and after the new year, maybe we'll play it back, all right?
Perfect. Thank you.
See you, Jason. So the email that he had sent in, and I have the clip, his name is Jason Arendt. He's a college baseball player from North Carolina. He said he's found a love for singing. He's attached a clip, and then he wanted my advice. Now, here was the clip we played.
Times are tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm. Looks like we're scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other. Should have sang it in color.
Definitely has the raw talent there to polish that up and make something out of it. So keep at it, man. I love to hear that. Good job. Dang, I'm motivated. I want to go on the road now and be a singer. Come on. All right, thank you for calling. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. This is the Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Thousands of tourists and locals visit the beachfront restaurant Shuckers in Fort Myers Beach every year, and many of them love the tradition of signing a dollar bill and then you tack it on the wall of the restaurant. We've all seen a place similar to this, right? Where you tack money up and eventually they run out of wall space. And then what do you think they do, Amy, when they run out of wall space?
They take it all down and start over? Use the money for something good?
Yeah, they do. Yes, they use the money.
Nailed it.
What about they burn it? No, it's a traditional money burn.
No, they take it down for something good.
Once a year, the staff at Shuckers takes down all the bills and donates them to a local charity. I like it they do that. And then I wonder if people steal a couple bucks.
Just interest.
Or they just sit there and if you're just sitting at a wall and there's a bunch of money there.
It's tempting, for sure.
You don't want to watch people, huh?
Is it, though? Is it tempting?
Not to me.
Not to me. I know, but Eddie said it's tempting. I don't think it really is.
No one's perfect.
I could see for some people, but.
Shout out Shuckers. That is really awesome. Fort Myers Beach. Big fans of Fort Myers. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So, if she wins, which is Nicole, I'm going to give her not only a selection of crap from the back, I'm also going to give her, from our Christmas show on Friday, I'm going to give her this oven that I bought.
Oh, that's awesome.
The small oven that was really cool.
The one that Lunchbox had?
Yeah, it's still back here. He gave it up and had to go spicy. Nicole, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so if you win, you'll get some crap from the back, including this oven that was really cool that I got for Lunchbox. He didn't want it.
Woo!
What's in the crap for the back, Scuba?
I've got a couple DVDs here. One of them is Space Jam. Another one is 3,000 Years of Longing, Telestrations board game, and a Mitchell Tenpenny hat.
Okay, got a hat, a board game, two DVDs. But really, the mini oven's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Size of a toaster, but it's an oven. You can see in it and heat stuff up like that.
What? You didn't want it, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I still don't understand it because you have an oven in your house. So
but it's big, and you can travel with this one.
What, you take it on the road?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not yours.
Like on a road trip?
It doesn't matter.
Like you're in the car and need a pizza? Go, oh, here.
Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to give you a chance to win this. I'm going to play you a scene from a Christmas movie. You just named the movie. It's very easy. I want to reward you. I hope you have a great Christmas, but if you don't win, I can't give it to you. Here's a clip.
Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Like double dog dare ya! I triple dog dare ya! Come in, come back! Come back! Come in, come back!
Who knows that one, by the way?
I know.
Okay, do you, Amy?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amy, what is it?
The Christmas Story.
Is that right?
That's right. A Christmas Story.
Yeah. So, Nicole, because you're on the phone, and who knows if your cell goes in and out, we don't want you to have to be on the hook for having to hear properly. So you get to pick Amy. Lunchbox are ready to play for you.
Ooh.
And if they get 4 out of 5, you win the prize. Who do you like?
Okay. I am going with Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah, she's smart.
Okay. Let's go. Number Christmas. One. Go ahead.
I made my family disappear.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I made my family disappear.
Yeah! Eddie, you heard that?
Oh, yeah. I heard it loud and clear.
Can you name it?
Absolutely. Home Alone.
Correct. One. Here's number two.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
pride? I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Get out! Don't look at me! Get out!
Eddie?
I love that scene. That's Elf.
That is correct!
Come
nice
on!
Job. 2 for 2. Next one.
Somehow or other, it came just the same. It came without ribbons, came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store.
Ooh, I think that's Jim Carrey doing How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Correct!
Yeah! Let's go!
You only need one more, Eddie.
Come on.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I love these Christmas movies.
Name it.
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are. Hotter than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
Well, you have your coat on.
Yes. Oh, do I? How did that happen?
Because it's cold out.
Yes. Yes. It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple? There is a nip in the air, though.
Can I take something out for you?
That's Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation.
That's correct. Wow.
Come on!
Wow. Let's just see if he can run it.
Come on, let's go.
Play the last one.
You killed him.
Did not. And he's not Santa.
Well, he was.
He's got some ID on him, I bet. If something should happen to me, put on my suit, the reindeer will know what to do. Yeah, right.
The Santa Claus?
The correct answer. Wow. Nicole, you picked the right guy. You went 5 for 5.
Come on.
You get a little selection of games
so
and prizes
excited.
Up. Thank you, Nicole. Where do you live exactly?
Huntington, Indiana.
Okay, I think I might have said that, but I just need to picture it again. And how's the holiday going so far?
It is going great. We are actually in the middle of our office Christmas party. I'm getting ready to give my employees their gift.
Let's go.
Yeah. Wow. We love that.
You can give them some crap from the back. A gift certificate for it. All right, there is Nicole. Congratulations, Eddie. Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
Nicole.
To one and good tidings to good night.
Ah, everyone.
Whatever people say. Yes. Here are my top 5 plus 2 TV shows of the year. I tried to do just 5, but I couldn't.
That's the plus two.
So my top 5 plus 2 TV shows of the year. All these for different reasons are amazing. Severance on Apple Plus. Anybody else watch it?
No.
God, it's the greatest.
3 episodes.
It ended and I was like, I can pay you $9.99 for another episode.
Okay.
I wanted it. I just loved it. Severance, Apple Plus. The Patient on Hulu with Steve Carell, where he gets held hostage. He's held hostage and he's the guy's therapist. Amazing show, only 30 minutes. Anybody watch it?
No.
One episode.
Okay. Peripheral on Amazon Prime.
That's the end of the world stuff, right? You're sci-fi.
Ish. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. It's like she isn't a virtual, like a, what's that thing we have where you put it over your head?
Virtual reality.
Yeah, what's that called?
Oculus.
It's like Oculus. It's a 10 years in the future. Not way in the future, but while she's in there, she's discovering stuff.
Okay.
Awesome. Anybody watch that?
No. I started it.
You did?
Oh. Yeah, I'm like 3 episodes in.
You like
pretty
it?
Good. Yep.
Yeah, that's good. That's 3. Peacemaker on HBO Max with John Cena.
Yeah, I saw it. Watched it. Yeah. Good. Great. Watch it.
Okay.
Great?
Yes. Very enjoyable.
Awesome. You're not going to like this one. House of Dragon. This is the Game of Thrones prequel.
Oh, no. Never seen
it. Go ahead.
One.
Say it.
Awesome.
No, no. Say it.
What? Nope,
not doing it.
Anybody watch it?
Anybody watch it?
No.
No.
Okay. Winning Time on HBO Max.
Great.
The Magic Johnson.
The Lakers.
Oh, yeah. I watched a few episodes. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yeah. Really forgot like that. It. And then finally, Yellow Jackets on Showtime about the girls' high school soccer team that their plane crashes and they have to survive with each mm-hmm. other based on the Miracle in the Andes stuff.
Watched it all.
I didn't watch that either.
So good.
It was so good, anything. Right?
Yeah.
Those are my top 7 shows. And I would say The Old Man we're watching now on Hulu. I haven't finished it yet. It's amazing. It's
really?
It's best 5 plus 2. Honorable mention 1.
Because it's amazing.
The Old Man, which was an FX show, apparently it stopped airing in July, but now it's on Hulu. It's awesome. Jeff Daniels is an old guy who used to be like in the FBI or something. And now they're trying to get him because he knows too much. But he's an old man. He's been living a life just as an old man. And now he's got to figure out how to fight back.
It's not Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Bridges. Oh, yeah, whatever. I get not the Dumb and Dumber guy mixed up with Jeff Bridges. The dude. The old man. It's called The Old Man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are my top 5 plus 2 plus 1 honorable mention.
Wow.
Shows of the year.
Wow.
Thank you. Lunchbox wanted to shine a little light on himself for a segment here. It's basically a Tell Me Something Good, but Lunchbox did something super special. Can we hit Lunchbox with a Tell Me Something Good, right? Special Lunchbox version?
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
So I always tell you guys, you don't tip on to-go orders. Well, I ordered to-go the other day, and I roll up to the restaurant, and I'm like, man, I got 3 kids in the car. I don't want to have to go in and get it. So I call the restaurant, and they don't have curbside. Like, they don't have any spots. And I just said, hey, I'm out here. I'm 3 spots down in this car. Any chance you can bring my food out? Because I got 3 kids in the car. Oh, yeah, I guess I can do that. And the girl came out, and I was like, man, I need to hook her up. So I reached into my pocket, and I went, boom, and I slapped $2 in her hand as a thank you. I tipped on to-go. That's pretty awesome.
That was a little more than to-go. She actually had to take it out to your car, though, which
yeah.
wasn't a normal thing. I mean, that should be a tip.
Yeah, so I gave her $2, and I felt really good. I was like, man, I actually tipped on a to-go order. That's pretty nice.
That's the light you wanted to shine on yourself?
Yeah, it's like
you
an ICU.
You did what should have been done?
It's an ICU, tell me something good, and she brought me out the food, so it was like also a tell me something good for
good
her.
Good news countdown, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, wow. Everything.
Mm-hmm. You're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's okay. What it's all about.
I guess. Tell me something good.
Hey, we're proud of you. Small steps, buddy.
Wow. And I did not want $2, but $2. That's
$2.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we heard
did
that.
Did you have more cash than that?
Yeah. Well, I had a 5 and 2 1s.
Why don't you just give her the 5?
Well, that's a lot for just walking up to my car.
But that wasn't part of her job.
I know. But that's like when you go somewhere and it's like, oh, you have a dollar or you have a 10. What are you going to do? You're going to
tip the
dollar.
Well, it's different than a 2 and a 5.
That's right. It's a little different.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Thank
small
you.
Growth, right?
Yep. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I want to encourage you guys to check out the Jerry Jones special on our podcast called 25 Whistles. It's where we went to Dallas and hung out with the Cowboys all day and the owner. And I asked Jerry Jones, who's your favorite artist, like country music?
I like Stapleton, but I'm a great Roy Orbison fan. He'll stop me in my tracks when I see some of his great music. I can't move when Dream comes on. Dreams.
I'll sing you a little bit. Dream, 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 dream. That's pretty good, huh?
Roy, you're right on.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Here is Jerry Jones talking about how music's a big part of the Dallas Cowboys.
Music is a big part of the Cowboys. We play it hard every day during practice just to have the kind of replicating the noise that they'll be seeing. And I was down here in the dressing room. I wish I'd have taken you down. But you couldn't have heard yourself talk in that dressing room. And the biggest fights that come on in a dressing room is whether we're going to play country, we're going to play some soul, and then every now and one will step up and say, guys, I'm tired of this arguing. We're going to have a little church music in here before we go to the field.
That's Dad coming in. We're going to play church music if you guys want to do that.
That's probably Matt Overton.
Yeah, we also heard them playing music through the wall. It was like, dum, dum, dum.
While we're doing that interview.
Yeah, it's good. So check it out. Just search for 25 Whistles. Listen to the Jerry Jones special. I'm not a humongous Cowboys fan for life. I love Jerry Jones.
Oh, now
from
you
Arkansas.
Are.
But you and Mike were huge Cowboys fans.
Oh, my God.
We didn't just go do it to geek out about the Cowboys. I was just generally curious about Jerry Jones, but we also geeked out about the Cowboys.
Of course we
while
did.
Doing that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have a list of things that women do that are very confusing to men.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, sometimes we have dreams and our significant other may pop up in it, and then we hold it against them throughout the day.
Yeah, I get trouble. I was always told as a kid, chase your dreams, not apologize for your wives.
That's funny.
And that happens sometimes because I do get in trouble. Why can't I apologize in the dream? How come that version of me is not in there going?
No, that never happens.
It's like, hey, I know you're about to wake up. So I just want to say I'm sorry for everything that happened in here. And real Bobby did nothing. Like, why am I not in her dream doing that? I'd pay that guy. Because I'd be paying me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yes, I agree.
Sometimes as women...
I never have a dream about her and get mad at it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I don't get mad at any... But also,
yeah, because it makes sense. It's a dream.
Yeah, and I get murdered in my dreams for the most part.
Oh, man. Oh.
But I never get... Oh. Even the murderer, I'm like, you know what? That was a dream.
Yeah. It's all good.
Go ahead.
So sometimes women can say, oh, what should we eat? And then the guy will list about five things, and she's like... Ugh, I'm not in the mood for any of that.
Yeah,
and the guys are like, why did you even ask me?
Well, we do this on an app. If we have been traveling a lot, we don't have any groceries. She's like, let's just order something. And I'm like, what do you want to get? She goes, I don't know. I don't just pick somewhere. I'll find something from wherever you order. And then I'll go. I'll be like, okay, let's do this place. Sushi. I don't want any of that. I said, okay, then you pick a place. And then I'll order something from it. And then she'll pick a place. I'm like, no, I don't want any of that.
Oh, gosh.
So we're both like that. Yeah, we do that. Yeah.
Women tend to love a lot of pillows on the bed, decorative pillows. And
we,
guys,
we open
just,
a pillow store.
Guys just don't understand that. They don't get why there has to be so many.
We never use them.
Yeah.
My head never goes on. It's even a pillow. It's basically art. It's soft art.
Oh, you can't use it. If your head hits that pillow,
scratch
you're
your
in trouble.
It'll scratch your neck, and then we throw it on the floor. I do. She's like, why are you putting pillows on the floor? They're not pillows. That's just art. Yeah, it's dumb.
And this one I'm so guilty of. Buying things on sale, and you're only buying it because it's on sale, saying you saved 50% when you could have saved 100% by not buying it in the first place.
Yeah, but I do that too. So. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, I saw a study that said it is so important to have girls' nights out or a night out with your guys. Therapists say that it's essential to build up these friendships and have this escape. So plan it for every couple of months or try to do it quarterly. Just go ahead and put it on your calendar with your guys or your girlfriends, and that way it's on there and you're more likely to do it and start building up that community of people that you can go to that are outside of your home.
All right, I just put it in twice a week is what you said. So
no.
It is what it is.
Cool. No, I said maybe quarterly.
No, that's not what I heard. All right, go ahead.
And I bet you heard it as
well. A lot of golf. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Shocker. So speaking of relationships, Kelsey Ballerini opened up on a podcast about her split from Morgan Evans. She was on Tell Me About It with Jade Iveen, and here's what she had to say.
I'm a 29-year-old woman who got married really young to a person that I was so deeply in love with, by the way. Like, and I have to honor that, even through the mess of it right now. And I just don't think there's a lot of stories of just women at any age, but especially in your 20s, just going, you're a good person, I'm a good person, and I choose me. And so I think that's confusing to people.
I know I was supposed to comment after all the stories, but I'm just going to not say anything.
Okay, I'm Amy, that's my pile.
What's up?
I ended it. He didn't.
No, I'm just
sorry. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What she do you didn't mean, really you open mean? Up about anything.
She she's saying that she had to choose herself.
I can't really comment on that and be honest because I know them. And if I'm like, oh man, I wonder what they'll. I have nothing to say because I'll just end up getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Or making somebody mad.
Well, my takeaway from that, just in listening to the clip, not anything else out in the world, is that sometimes it's really hard to make that decision.
I agree.
To choose yourself, even if you care about somebody else. And
for
it
sure.
doesn't mean they're a bad person at all. This could be not even in a breakup, but any decision that you have to make. Sometimes you've got to make that tough call to put yourself first.
I like that you went there, and that's tough for a lot of folks to do, and I hope everybody does it if it's a healthy decision for you.
Yeah, because we tend to want to do whatever's not going to rock the boat because we don't want to hurt anybody.
I don't mind rocking a boat.
Yeah, I'm waiting
but
for Bobby
still,
to rock a boat
people,
on this.
I don't need to rock a boat. Oh. I'm not going to be fake and have some comment that isn't real. So that's a cool podcast. Good for everybody. America rules, you know?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
I love dogs.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Christine Smith was driving down the road in Riverside, California, when she heard a pop. She's like, oh, must have got a flat tire. And she pulls over. Psh, car goes up in flames. And her husband's in there with her granddaughter. And he grabs the granddaughter, gets her out. Well, she just had knee surgery. And she can't get out. Well, luckily for her, Elton Ward was driving down the road, pulled over. Went and pulled her out of the car as the car went all the way up in flames. And she's okay.
Shouldn't they have these cars now where they don't just blow into flame? If
they should.
Yeah, and can't you hit a button that, like, shoots your door off so you can get out?
Oh, I wouldn't want that because I'd probably do that just to test
accidentally
it.
Accidentally hit it?
Well, yeah.
While you're driving?
I mean, well, yeah, that's a big,
or
big
your
one,
kids
too.
Would do it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, the door shooting, I don't agree with.
Bad idea, Lynch.
Yeah, but never mind.
Good story. A dude stopped and saved their lives. It's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.